admissions to cultural, educational and entertainment activities. When these are supplied to a relevant business person, these are treated as made in the country in which the event takes place. This rule affects services in respect of admission to cultural, artistic, sporting, scientific, educational, entertainment or similar events, including fairs and exhibitions, and also ancillary services relating to admission to such events. Here, just to be clear, I'm only talking about people who are, if you like, organising the event holders, where they receive admissions. Any person involved in organising the event itself, their supply of services is covered under the basic rule, i.e. where their recipient belongs. Where cultural, educational and entertainment services are supplied to private individuals, non-business customers, then the following are treated as supplied in the country where the activities takes place. This affects services relating to cultural, artistic, sporting, scientific, educational, entertainment or similar activities, and ancillary services relating to such activities, including the services of organisers of such activities.